We continue with Mishnah Brura, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Nun Beis, Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber, Umutar Liftoch Mayim Lagina, Vehim Nimshachim Vehochim Bechol Shabbos. We continue discussing Malachos, which began on Erev Shabbos and continue into Shabbos. So you are allowed to open up the hose into the garden and allow the water to continue running into the garden, which would be an issue of Zoreya if you were to open up the water on Shabbos. Here, if you opened up the water before Shabbos, you opened up the hose before Shabbos, you are allowed to continue having the grass watered on Shabbos. Ulahaniach kilor ave ala ayin afabisha aser lanichon b'Shabbos, and you can also put this certain medicine that they used to put on the eye, you can put it on before Shabbos, even though it's aser put it on Shabbos, you can put it on before Shabbos, and it will continue to heal on Shabbos. Avalaseis mugmar tachas hakelim v'him esgamer me'aleim kol haShabbos. You could put certain incense under your clothes, which will make your clothes smell nice, and it will continue to make them smell nice all of Shabbos. V'afilu mugmar munach b'kli, even if that incense is in a kli, de'ein adam mitzuvah shvisas kelim, because as we have stated before, you are not commanded to make sure that your kelim don't do any malacha, only you and your animals. V'lasei sa'orim b'gigas l'shrosan, you are also allowed to put in barley into a barrel to let it soak all of Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, V'ton and Bekoras Beis Habad, V'hagas Mibod Yom, Al Zeitzin V'anavim, you're allowed to put olive and grapes in the wine press, or the olive press, to allow them to be crushed so before Shabbos. V'ashem V'ayayin Ayotze Mehem Mutar, and whatever oil and wine comes out of it on Shabbos is permissible to be used. V'chein Boser Melil Shariska Mibod Yom, earlier stages of grapes, which were crushed before Shabbos, Mutar Mamashkim Yotze Mehem. You're also allowed to use those on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that one might think that this is a bit problematic because we know there is a Gzeira Shema Yischot Mashkin Shazavu, liquids that are come out of grapes or oil on Shabbos are prohibited from being used because of a Gzeira Mashkin Shazavu that we're afraid you are going to go ahead and squeeze grapes or olives, which is usher to do on Shabbos. So why is this permissible? And the Mishnah Berurah explains, it must be that these were squeezed way before Shabbos began. And therefore, this heter is only going to exist if the olives and grapes were crushed before Shabbos, and then the liquid continues to drip out onto Shabbos, but not if you put in the grapes and the olives into the wine press or the olive press, and you allowed the press to continue to work on Shabbos. If those things were not crushed before Shabbos, it would be prohibited. The Be'er Halacha expands on this as well. Continues the Mechaber, Umutar laseis chitim lasoch rechayim shomayim samuch lechashecha. You are allowed to put wheat into a mill to grind the wheat. If you put it in before Shabbos, you're allowed to have it grind up even on Shabbos. Just an interesting point before we continue, the Be'er Halacha brings from among an Avram who thinks that even on Shabbos it's only Aser Durabanan to put wheat into a mill because the grinding happens on its own. However, the Be'er Halacha quotes many Achronim who disagree with among an Avram and say it's just like putting out a trap when the animal gets trapped immediately, so too with the mill, when you put the wheat in and the grinding happens immediately, we assume that this would be Aser Midoraisa. Comments the Rama, V'lo chayshinen lahashmaas kol sheyomer reichaim shalploni tochanos b'Shabbos. We are not concerned. We allow you to put the wheat into the mill before Shabbos and let it continue to grind on Shabbos, and we are not concerned with the issue of hashmaas kol, of making so much noise that people are going to say that you are running your mill on Shabbos. However, the Rama continues, V'yesh osrim b'reichaim. There are some who prohibit using a mill before Shabbos, continuing on to Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says this is because of issues of Shemilsa and Zilusa de Shabbos, not necessarily because people are going to think that you were doing Malacha, as the Ramah hinted to before, but rather, it's not covered Shabbos to have such a noisy thing running on Shabbos. And so to any time there is a concern of noise being made by a Malacha, we prohibit it, even if you started doing it before Shabbos, it is going to be prohibited to continue on to Shabbos if it makes so much noise. And this is why there are many poskim nowadays who also after running a dishwasher from before Shabbos, or a washing machine or a dryer from before Shabbos into Shabbos, because it makes noise, it is an issue of zilusa de Shabbos. V'hachi nahag lechatchila, says Rama, this is how we paskin l'maisa, to avoid any situations, as Ashkenazim, to avoid any situations of Hashmazkol. Mihu b'makom pseide yesh l'hakel. However, in a case of potential loss, you could be makel, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because we rely on the first Shita, which assumes that there is no issue of Hashmazkol l'maisa. The Rama adds one more point. Umutar lahamed kli mashkola shakor and zegem erev Shabbos. You're allowed to send an alarm clock from before Shabbos. Aval pish mashniya kol lo hodia shalos b'Shabbos. Even according to the Mandamer, who says that we are concerned for issues of Hashmaz Kol, of making noise, of malachos which make noise on Shabbos, which were set before Shabbos, this is different. Ki akol yodin shadarkan lamida meyasol, because everybody knows that you set your alarm clock from before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yach shadu shamida b'Shabbos. Nobody will think that you set it up to occur on Shabbos. This doesn't seem to get around the problem of zilusa de Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned earlier, that it's just not right to have something noisy running on Shabbos. But to get out of the concern of people thinking that you performed a malacha, this would help. Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that alarm clocks nowadays are going to be a problem because nobody knows that you set it before Shabbos. It could be you set it the night before. How does anybody know that it's something that you Kedarkacha set before Shabbos, so therefore you cannot send an alarm clock to go off on Shabbos if it is going to be heard outside of the room. If it is an alarm clock that will not be heard outside of the room, so then this does not fall into the category of Hashmaz Kol, says Rav Moshe, and there is no issue of Shemilsa.